All right, boys and girls, I know that some of you are still in fleets, and that is cool. We have sort of a break in the action here, and it's important that I get a chance to talk to you guys before tomorrow. So we're doing this. We're going to record this. If you absolutely can't make it, never fear. As you guys know, if you're on the fleets, we just dealt with another little bit of M2 excitement successfully. We're going to be talking about M2. We're going to be talking about life after their amazing breakout. And what does that mean for us? Oh my God, it's the end of the world. We have 131 Titans trapped. The enemy did get a huge participation surge after they fed us their Dreadnought fleet, and we are going to discuss how we're dealing with that, the Fazisov slogs that we have been doing, and how they are better for us than they are for the enemy, and just kind of grinding through it. We have a lot of interesting things breaking loose in this war now. It is fantastic. All right. Now, of course, I don't want to tell you that I am, you know, I got 5 hours of sleep last night. Ever since December 30th, essentially, my life revolves around downtime, M2, holding onto the pigeon, no matter fucking what. And one of the things that I've seen is people, certainly all of our enemies, everywhere, at every opportunity, all of our enemies are screaming at us about how M2 is a bad idea. How we should let their 131 Titans go, because what really matters is that they blew up the one Smeb Keepstar. What really matters is faffing around with random Fazisov shit, as opposed to holding 131 fucking Titans since the beginning of the M2 extinction process. And it's a process. Functionally speaking, this has been one long, continuous battle that started around December 30th and has no sign of stopping anytime soon. Since that time began, and I haven't gotten the updated Dreadnought numbers, this was like 3 days ago's calculation, but we've blown up 302 of their Titans and 614 of their Dreadnoughts. We saw yesterday they were showing off the size of their Dreads. They had 250 in a fleet. They might be able to pull more out, but it's pretty clear that we have turbo-fucked their cash situation. Doesn't mean that the enemy does not have Dreads. It does mean that their forces are greatly reduced, and if we crunch through another couple of their capital fleets, they're in deep shit, because, in case you guys haven't noticed, the markets are going crazy across all of EVE, and that results in everything that we destroy being far more expensive for our enemies to replace. When we were using T1 fit dreadnoughts to pause Keepstars earlier in this campaign, they cost half as much as dreads currently do. As you guys know, when we blew up their dread fleet the other day, we got to loot the field and take all of their delicious T2 dread fits. We also know that PASP SRP is not all that great. Many of the dreads that we destroyed have only been replaced with naked hulls, or in some cases, naked hulls with T2 guns, depending upon which SRP program the enemy was utilized. It depends alliance by alliance. So, what I want to do while I have everybody here is to hit on some of the major points, because the enemy has had a big participation surge, because they did their breakout. They sacrificed their entire Dreadnought fleet to be able to get their dudes out. That is something they always had the option of doing. If you are willing to put 400 dreadnoughts down on the field and have the dreadnoughts all shoot bubbles and are willing to eat the loss, there were always a possibility that they could do this. This is the blood price that they must pay. So I'm going to keep hammering on this point. But instead of just talking about M2, you might be wondering, well, while we're holding these guys here, while we're holding this pigeon, while we're still holding on to 131 fucking Titans, and thus have... We are holding on to the option, holding on to the opportunity to kill more of them. The goal of the Hell Camp, as I have said repeatedly, and you will continue to hear me hammer on this, is not to just hold them logged off. The goal is to hold them in a position where we have a time and place of our choosing to start another Titan fight and sort of reignite M2. But with us having the high ground, the goal is to kill as many of their Titans, as many of their Dreadnoughts, as much as we can blow up. Well, they pull the leg out, and they are going to. They are thrashing around like motherfuckers. They are herfing in a way that I have not seen in a long while to have a form up tomorrow at 2030 Eve for the M2 IHUB. They are terrified of us getting a jammer up. Now, personally, I'm perfectly happy with us having a jammer. I would love to have a jammer. I would love to have a beacon. But what I really care about is those fucking Titans that are under there, and I am hoping that the threat of the jammer scares the enemy so much that sometime within the next, I mean, certainly tomorrow, and certainly within the coming, like, week and a half that they have left, they have to pull the leg out. They have to take the risk. They have to eat the losses. And that is our goal. But what about the rest? What is going on while we are holding them in M2? What is going on while they are attacking M2 instead of attacking all sorts of other things they could be attacking? Well, I invite you to take a look at the legacy backfield. If you take a look at MNC, if you take a look at Impasse, if you take a look at Catch, if you take a look at pretty much anything that is legacy shaped currently, they are eating shit constantly. The reason why they're eating shit is because while we are holding these motherfuckers down in M2, the rest of the galaxy is hearing the dinner bell. They realize that, hold on a moment. They are realizing, oh, this is a really interesting question. I'm going to hit this one here from ARPS. In terms of Reddit, we were totally impotent. I care about killing the enemy Titans. We're going to talk about that. Obviously, the enemy is going to be delighted that they got a bunch of their Titans out. We killed five, they got six of ours, and they sacrificed 411 dreads to do it. But, you know, whatever. Like, if they're going to go on Reddit and cheer and whatever, what matters is destroying their assets. If they want to jack themselves off for a day or two, that's fine. What matters is the bottom line. What matters is the chessboard. But while you are holding them in M2, I want to talk about what's happening in their backfield. It's not just... So first of all, Initiative, Bastion, a whole bunch of SIGs and squads, a whole bunch of corporations, some of our allies in Stainrus. There is a multi-organization, multi-front effort to tear down the enemy backfield. And some of it has nothing to do with us. Some of this is just organically the rest of the galaxy that is not on the PASPI side waking up and realizing that the enemy's supercap umbrella is not there because it is stuck in M2. Sure. They got most of their shit out. We still have 131 of their Titans pinned down there. They have to try to get out of it. While they are having to try to get out of it, take a look at what is happening up north. I'm sure you've seen, speaking of Reddit, people talking about the Free Peoples of the North that are attacking Fraternity's backfield. You are seeing a whole bunch of bad things happen to Fed Up, to the little legacy alliances that we're talking about, how they're going to be totally like living in Quirius, guys. All of the groups that were talking about how great it was living in Quirius seem to be set on fire and bleeding out, so that's cool. So it's not just that we are looking for the opportunity to kill their Titans. While we are holding this fucking pigeon here, there's blood in the water in the rest of the galaxy. And that is why we are doing this thing. Now, I was going to do this on the Kremlin. And then we got interrupted by the, there was a Kremlin meeting earlier, and I was starting to herflurse about this there, and then the bad guys decided that they wanted to play footsie with us before they cowered it out. Again, they will, we have, I expect thousands of them tomorrow at our 20 Eve form up. So 2000 Eve, we are forming up. I expect the bad guys to try to flash form before that, so again, if you can be here with bells on, please do. We will have absolutely everyone we can. Where is the path to victory? Right. We have one of the biggest grind wars in history. Of course, the Imperium is better at grind wars than anyone in the history of the game. This is our comfort zone. Even when we are covered in mud and blood and the slog of one of these Fozzy slogs, we've actually had a couple of pretty good days in US time zone because the Euros have dragged these assholes through the mud so hard, win or lose, in these Fozzysov fights that we see, like, is it tiring our guys out? Yeah, absolutely. Big Fozzysov fights are a slog. But they're a much bigger slog for the enemy because there's a lot more of them and they are less invested in this war, especially as their backfields are burning, especially as they are realizing that they do not have hope, especially as they realize that, hey, getting half your Titans out of M2 is cool, but you still have to go back to M2 to get the other 131 out. Right? This is how we do it. So we're going to drag these motherfuckers through the mud. As long as they are down here going, ooh, we're going to get rid of goons. We're going to get rid of the Imperium. We're going to burn 1DQ1 down. We're going to destroy everything. Blah, 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 blah. We are going to drag these motherfuckers through the mud. And I know that we can do this, and I know that we can win, and here's why. Because no not fucking believe him. At any time in EVE Online, you can be confronted with a situation that makes you happy or makes you sad. There are emotional boundaries in this game. When you're feeling sad, when you're feeling dispirited, when you're going, oh, wow, this looks dire, they might outnumber us. Of course, they've been outnumbering us for 8 months, and it's whatever, that's not new, that's baked into it. But we have won so many of these fights where, objectively speaking, people are like, wow, we really shouldn't be able to do that, because no, not believing. We get in there, we get stuck in, and then some fucking magic happens, and because we keep fighting and we never know not believing, we are always out there, always struggling, one inch further, one op more than the enemy. They fail, they fuck up, we capitalize upon their failure, and that is how we pull off these wins. The upper boundary of your emotional regulation in these wars, on the low end, if you're like, wow, sad, no, not believing. If you see somebody else being sad, no, not believing. Sadness is reasonable. Emotions up and down, reasonable. The upside of that is no hubris. The path to victory lies between no, not believing, fight like a motherfucker, even if you're like, ooh, this looks bad, fight like a motherfucker. On the high end, no hubris. No fucking hubris. We are in a very critical phase of this war. The enemy is not happy about things. The enemy organizations are starting to break down. We saw Siberian squads left Legacy. That happened. We saw fraternities, English-speaking crew, go back up north to be able to deal with their backfields, which are on fire. You can look for yourselves and see the backfields which are on fire simply by looking at MNC, at Impasse, at what's happened in Catch. All of this Legacy territory that is getting fucked while we hold the pigeon in M2. So, my best case scenario for tomorrow, is we form up all of our motherfuckers. And they say, you know what, we have more dudes than you, fuck it, we're going to try to do a breakout. And then in front of God and man and the whelp gods and all of the fucking galaxy, we can have a Titan fight where they try to break out of M2 using the form-up excuse of forming up for the M2 iHub, and then we can get another shot at murdering their Titans, another shot at murdering another one of their dread fleets. That is our goal. Eyes on the prize. After BR5, it took Pandemic Legion years to rebuild after their Titan losses that we incurred on them in that fight. We have destroyed many more Titans. You can see what is happening to the economy of this game. Everything is getting far more expensive, which would be really hard for people who don't have fucking war bonds. Like, we are in a situation here where we are basically going full Wolf of Wall Street mode, right? We have an incredible capital advantage, not just in terms of strategic capital in the form of we have destroyed 302 of their Titans. 302 of their Titans. We have destroyed 302 of their fucking Titans since this thing began last month. The enemy will try to keep you from focusing on the bottom line. They will try to spook you and make you fear. They will say, oh, we broke out of M2. Well, they broke out of M2 after feeding us their cap fleet. They broke out of M2 because they had to break out of M2 because we held them down after annihilating 302 of their Titans. And there are still 131 of their Titans there. We will never get an opportunity to murder this many Titans that are trapped in one place and force the enemy. The enemy has to deal with M2. It is an absolute strategic necessity that they deal with this. And if we lose another Keepstar, I don't give a shit. All right. I don't give a shit about one smeb. I care about killing their Titans. A Titan is worth like what? 2.5 Titans for a Keepstar or something? It doesn't really fucking matter. They are out of options. They have got to break out of M2. They have got to pay the iron price to escape from M2. And it is on us to make sure that tomorrow at 2000 Eve, we turn up with bells on, with fucking everyone ready, not just for an iHub contest, because that's great. That's great if we can hold the iHub. But what I want is dead enemy Titans. It will cost them so much to get them back. We know this. We know how much this is tapping out their reserves, just as the galactic economy is going into a tailspin, where it will be so hard for them to replace their losses as they are exhausted, as they are running out of capital. And more importantly, their bond rating sucks. We have the best credit in the galaxy. If we run into trouble, we know that it turned out that Delve was in our wallets this entire time. So, That's the plan. That's what we're doing. There are various other things happening in the background. At some point, this camp is going to end, and it's going to end in a fucking Titan fight, if we do it right. Our failure scenario for M2 is for them to get away without paying a blood price. Our success scenario is for them to get out of M2 under heavy fire in a hot LZ. We want to kill their Titans. We want to kill their Titans. We want to kill their Titans. Everything else is secondary. And that is actually a future plan. There you go. So I want to give people kind of a guideline as to where we're going with this war. So we win. The enemy starts to break apart. The enemy starts to go home. There is a strategic swing. We continue processing this M2 stuff. We kill more Titans. What's next? I want you guys to remember that test is next. Test is next. And then goons can rest. But not until Test has had their fun with us murdering them. I suppose it's not going to be very much fun for them. That's sort of the point. But that's what we're doing, guys. We see this thing through to the end. And the end is Test is next, and then goons can rest. So that is what we are fighting for. Murder zone as many of these fucking Titans as we can, cave in Test's skull, and then we can sit our fat asses down on a couch. That is our path. The path between no not believing and no hubris. So tomorrow, 2000 Eve tomorrow, be there. We will all be here. The enemy is going to desperately try to break the M2 IHOP. Now, I know Fozzie Saab is a slog. However, in this case, we have every advantage possible, except for the fact that the enemy massively outnumbers us. But we're used to that now because we're still here and we're still fighting and we're doing a pretty damn fucking good job. We will have the advantage that our nodes will be much faster to defensively hack. We will need a lot of Condi hackers because that's how Fozzie Saab works. It will cost the enemy much more time and material and effort to hack a node than it will for us. You guys have seen this on the other end of things when we have fought some uphill 5 and 6 ADM insane Fozzie Saab slogs. So we are going to have that. Their nodes are going to take forever to hack. When we do it, it will be much faster. So that is what I want people to expect tomorrow. But mainly, I want people ready for a fucking Titan fight. Because that is the only thing I care about, is murdering their fucking Titans. All right, so one other thing I want to leave you with, besides 200 Eve, there was an amazing, 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 like legit uplifting, heartwarming, holy crap, I love this community thing that I only saw my part of it initially, where I was asked to do a little clip of me taking a shot, and I had no idea what Seriously and the guys put together. If you haven't seen the I'm in a Fleet With You video, holy fucking shit. Remember, the enemy is fighting us because they feel like it. The enemy is fighting us because they are a pack of hyenas and they see an opportunity. We are not fighting because of those reasons. We are fighting for each other. And that is why we are going to continue to win this thing, because we have to, for each other. Thank you for coming. I will see you all tomorrow at 2000 Eve. Let's get to work.